producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, a pretty brisk night in New York. You saw the clear skies there of the Chrysler Building, but that doesn't mean it's pleasant or warm. It's kind of chilly, and it's getting that way. It's going to be more that way in the days to come. Kevin McCullough is my name. Always glad to have you with us on Saturday nights. Stephen has been in and out in recent months because of his movie work, but he is with us tonight, and I believe we have him back from the bunker. Are you there, Stevie B?
Copy that, sir.
All right. So I want to know, before we get back to the discussion about the refugees, I want to know your assessment of how much damage I did to my sons tonight.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay, well, I have to tell you the story as part of the context. Yeah. So I've done this new thing in recent days where on the weekends I just become everything full time from Friday night through till Saturday, till Sunday evening. I do all the cooking. I do all of the kitchen cleanup. I make sure all of the boys get everything they need because, you know, the lovely bride's had quite a week, and I'm just trying to give her, like, 2 days of respite. And if she just does, if she just cares for the baby, you know, it's like getting to take a vacation for her. So the boys have been absolute little murderous terrors. Like, literally, you think that they're going to...
Oh, go on!
They're going to have a record before they even get out of the house, you know,
to
at this young age.
To quote my mother when she was speaking, you know, when they said those kinds of things about me, she said, "He's a little angel." But go ahead.
So tonight we literally had World War III in our house as to whether or not they were going to clean up the playroom and their room before dinner. And they're like, they've been doing what they've been doing to their mom for the last 2 weeks. And dad's work hours have just changed. So now I'm getting home at a different time. And so everything's just been this much topsy-turvy. So they thought that they were going to pressure me into this. And I started doing something very different. I used to say, come on, let's do this. Or would you please do this? Whatever. Now I just say, you are going to do this about whatever it is. So you are going to go pee-pee. You're going to clean up this room. You're going to get in the bed. And I think it's starting to work because it's like they just, I don't have any. There is no choice. The whole issue of choice has been eliminated from the equation. Dad says you're just going to do it. So they were throwing this hissy fit. I'm not going to clean the room. I'm hungry. I want to go eat dinner. I'm like, no, you're not going to eat dinner until you go and clean your rooms up. So we did that. And they got to the grilled cheese, you know, like a half hour later than they normally would have. But they're sitting around their little kids' table in the kitchen, and we have the new Adele album playing, and there's this kind of jamming tune that they kind of, you know, I saw them kind of bebopping their heads to, and I thought, you know, for a couple of kids that were just like crying just a second ago, they're all happy, so they're eating their grilled cheese, double Swiss, double melt. And they're having fun, and they're kind of grooving. Well, I hit the repeat on the song just to see if they would keep it up, and then I grabbed the video camera. And so, yes, on the Facebook page tonight, there is what I've termed blackmail bait. And I'm wondering, is it going to be too harsh? Because when Adele gets to the chorus of this song, they literally get up from their chairs and start going across the kitchen, back and forth, shaking their little hips, and just they're like grooving. They're like little soul machines. I never knew they had this in them before because, you know, I'm wide as the day is long. And they're just getting down. But I've put it out there, and I asked the wife. I said, "What do you think?" She goes, "Oh, they're definitely going to hate you for this. This will be something that they will look back and hate you for." But we are definitely using this at their wedding rehearsal the night before the wedding. Like, people will see this.
Well, you just referred to them as soul
machines.
Yeah, well,
that's S-O-U-L, not S-O-L-E.
You did all the music on Heaven, How I Got Here audiobook.
Yes.
And you are a worship leader yourself in your own right.
But I'm not a dancer. These boys were cutting it up. They were getting down.
Yeah, but I think it's safe to say, I think it's fair to say, to kind of support you in your own words, which you just used a minute ago. I don't think it would be called for to refer to you as a soul machine.
No.
Yeah.
I definitely don't qualify. Oh, and you don't have to laugh quite so heartily at Stephen's observation. I know that I don't have soul.
Is that Jackie?
No, that was Owen. Owen's running sound tonight for us.
Owen?
Yeah.
Calm down, Owen.
Yeah. Our resident Jamaican. Everything, man. No, I know. I know Kev has no soul, man. He's all bent over the desk now. So anyway, have I ruined their lives permanently? Because the whole world's going to see this.
Well, yeah, I think if you've just done it so far once, I wouldn't make a habit of it. I wouldn't have some kind of a sick loop at their weddings, you know. It goes on and on and on and on with variations, like a series of some kind.
Well, but the particularly,
you might just get away with one.
The particularly moving part in this excellent short film that I shot this evening is the moment.
Yeah, it's a short film. Yeah.
In the moment where the youngest one, the 3-year-old, is doing his little Michael Jackson spin and actually whacks himself into the island in the middle of the kitchen. You saw it, Owen? You saw it? Yeah. And then all the 5-year-old can do is stop him and go, "Wait, Jonathan, look, watch me spin." Boom. And he nails it, but that's where the video ends. It's, I don't know. At first I thought it was cute, and then I thought this would be a really cool thing to do, and now I'm beginning to wonder, will my sons actually begin to hate me because their dad had no filter in putting their dance moves on the internet? Well, we'll see. We'll get there. At some point in time. First world problems, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If you're just joining us tonight, and we're grateful for those of you that are, we're talking in both hours about the ongoing concern, because here's what happened last week. The House passed a resolution to put into place, it's not even that stringent, but at least putting into place a series of checks, whether they be through the FBI, the CIA, the head of national security, to get a sign-off on people as they come in and say, okay, we know, to whatever degree we know about you and we know who you are and where you're from. Before that, before this legislation got passed, there wasn't any of this in place. We were kind of dependent upon the database of Syria, which is kind of a non-existent country because they've been in civil war for about 8 years. But having said all of that, the president, even before this legislation was passed, said he was going to veto it. Said he's going to veto it. Didn't even know what was in the legislation. Said, "I'm going to veto it." Now, why would he do that? I don't know. Does he want ISIS to get here quicker and blow us up faster? That's the question that came to my head. But having said all that, it has spurred in a tremendous amount of discussion, especially faith-based groups saying, "How can you say that you love people the way Jesus loved them and not accept them into your country?" Stephen, if somebody walked up to you and said that, what would you say?
Well, I would say that Jesus left it up to his followers to use their own best judgment based on a perception that he also gives us called the Bible to make such decisions. So, like one of the things I have said all along about being a born-again Christian, there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't have any fun, and there's nothing in the Bible that says you can't use your brain. So I think that the debate here would be between certain individuals, you know, that come from certain perceptions that just, it's like we've discussed, Kevin, that want what they want the way they want it, which is the progressive liberal agenda. They want what they want the way they want it. They want for minorities and people who live certain lifestyles and think certain things about themselves, they want everyone else to adhere and accept them and say that it's okay for them to be who they are and what they want to be, et cetera, et cetera. And we should all change to accommodate that. Or you can observe what's happening already, even within a majority of the populace that comes from that perception. They're too now saying, well, wait a second.
Yeah. I think every normal American is saying, wait a second.
Yeah, well, wait a second.
Just at least hit the pause button for just a lift.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. Okay, you want to talk about it too. Laura, George, and Martha, we're taking your calls the rest of the way. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're live from New York on Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, live from New York, there's a live shot if you're on Viz TV of Fifth Avenue. We're glad you're with us. And we've got packed phones. So we're talking about the refugee crisis, and we're talking about the inability by some to believe that we can be a compassionate country and still not commit national suicide. I will reiterate the illustration I used earlier. Would the president let me come to his office this weekend and prepare a platter of sandwiches for he and guests? And out of the 100 sandwiches that are on the platter, let two of them be made of cyanide, you know, just rat poison? Would they be cool with that? This is kind of the excuse they're giving. Well, it's only 1% or 2%. That might be this way. Let's go to line one. George, you're on with Stevie B, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here. Hi.
Good evening, Kevin. And first, I'd like to apologize for the other night leaving you with a dark heart. But I have a point to ponder for Stephen, and then I have an answer for your question. Stephen, you got to understand that under the divine, mysterious wisdom of God Almighty, He has allowed evil to be on this planet because without evil, we could not determine what level of good we achieve.
Mm.
That's interesting ponder. And as far as you, Kevin, the people that are Christian and criticize you for your commentary, you can remind them that they're allowing people into a culture and an ethical society that has standards and morality based on Judeo-Christian principles. Hence, you do not cast pearls before swine.
Huh. That's both of those points are very well said, George. Thank you. And for people that don't know what George was referring to, George oftentimes will call in with a little acrostic or a quip or a riddle or something. And he called me on my local show the other night, and he just dumped a couple of stats on me that left me bummed out. He didn't end with a joke, Stephen. I was like, hey, where's my little pick-me-up after the bad stuff? Apology accepted. No worries, George. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to line two. Martha is in Dallas watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Kevin. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I just have something to say. The only possible, conceivable reason that I can think of that anybody would want to take in, right, refugee strangers, they want to get their mother-in-law out of the house and give them her room. That's the only thing I can think of. I cannot imagine anybody. God gave everybody a brain. And I'm a Christian. I think I love the sinner and hate the sin. But, I mean, I know I do. But really, really, I mean, I cannot understand. It just must be somebody wanting to get mother-in-law out of the house. I can't think of any other reason. And I just think that you have to use common sense in your brain. And God gave everybody a brain, whether they're whatever they are, agnostic, atheist, Christian, whatever. And I am a Christian, but I can't imagine. It's just suicide to this country if we go along with this plan. And I just think that it would be so sad for our country.
Yeah. All right, Martha, thank you. Stephen, you were laughing when she kept mentioning the mother-in-law. That cracked you up for some reason.
What? I'm sorry, what? I love my mother-in-law. I'm sorry, what?
Well, I wasn't fully following Martha's point. What was she trying to say?
I think she was being a little sarcastic.
About knocking off mother-in-laws?
Yeah, something. All
right.
Something.
All right. Well, we'll have to live with that. Line three, Gino from the Bronx. Hey, Gino.
Next week is Thanksgiving. I don't feel I have anything to be thankful for because we have become a nation of brain-dead Bolsheviks. We are morons. We are idiots. We are committing national suicide. Why would we want to take anyone that potentially can kill thousands of us, including women and children, who they have used? They have used to plant C4 bombs in their own babies' diapers and have blown people to bits. They are willing to sacrifice themselves for a cause that they believe in, that they're willing to die for and to kill for. Any idiot Republican and every single Democrat who goes along with this nonsense that Bolshevik in the White House tells us we have to take these people in without sight unseen, without a background check, is a complete and total moron. They should be sent to Syria. Let them be refugees to Syria and see how it's like to be there and see what it's like to be brain dead in Syria. We are a nation of brain dead, brainwashed imbeciles. I don't understand where we have come from. From Thanksgiving Day in 2001, when I believed we were supposed to have Fortress America, to now we have Anything Goes America. We have been connived. We have had guilt trips thrown at us. We have had these idiots that actually think that we are not committing suicide, that we're doing some great service to society and to humanity when these people want to murder us. All the mathematical equations you can use, 1% of 1.1 billion or 1% of 10,000, it still amounts to hundreds, if not thousands, or even millions of people that want to do us harm. Why are we bringing them in? Anyone, and I repeat this, anyone who is so stupid that wants to bring these people in should have their heads examined, and then they should be thrown into a boiling pit of oil, because that's what's going to happen to them if their heads aren't sliced off and their brains aren't bashed in by these potential people of Muslim peace-loving individuals who are going to turn on us on a dime, like the ones in France did to their people when they took them in willy-nilly without background checks. We are all going to die. I repeat, you have to be brain-dead to take any of these people, unless at the very least you put them through the same type of background checks that I had the scum on my case of when I was a probation officer. And even then, some of those criminals still got past me. Some of them still were predicate felons. Some of them still used aliases and had criminal records I didn't have access to. What makes you think that these people, we are going to be able to vet them if there's no database to have anything on them? If our CIA, if our FBI, if our NYPD counterterrorism units can't stop them, what makes you think we can?
No,
increase your brain power. Be smart for a change. Don't dealt with any of those fools in either House of Congress. And I'll tell you right now, if bitch McConnell can't get this thing on Obama's desk, whether he vetoes it or not, he is a useless piece of slime. He deserves to be replaced and immediately, because otherwise we are all finished as a people. I think I've made myself very clear. Have a nice, peaceful Thanksgiving.
All right, Gino. Happy Thanksgiving to you. The only problem there, Stephen, and then I understand Gino's passion. The only problem is, as you observed earlier, a lot of the president's own party is against him on this. I mean, 75. They released a poll on Friday. 75% of the American people against the president on this issue, and you saw nearly 50 Democrats in the House vote against him on the actual legislation. I'm not necessarily thinking that we're going to have a problem with the legislation in the Senate, although Harry Reid has threatened to do some procedural things to possibly prevent it from getting through to the president. We'll see. But we've got a veto-proof vote in the House. Let's work on the Senate this time. And friends, if you want to call your senators, 202-224-3121, that's the number you call them and say, hey, make sure you approve this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stephen Baldwin also here tonight. That was a live shot of New York City. It is a chilly night, but a night of vigilance. We heard earlier this evening that Brussels, Belgium is on full alert. They are on, in fact, level 4 security alert. They are were anticipating a Paris-style terrorist attack earlier today. They've either kept it in check or the terrorists have not followed through on what they had intended to do, but one way or the other, vigilance and prayers for the capital of Belgium tonight as that is underway. We take more of your calls, 888-340-3373. I just want to say that we couldn't do what we did here at Baldwin McCullough without great sponsors like the New York RX card. The prescription drug card that I've been telling you about for some time that is absolutely free to use, you just have to get it. And then once you get it and you use it, you put it in your pharmacy's computer under your profile, you can save up to 75% off your prescription medication. This is good for anybody in your household. You can get a card for every person that you know in your family. And if you know somebody that uses chronic medication,
medication and has a need to have medication on a regular basis, this is a tremendous gift for them. And if you would like the New York RX card, prescription drug card, for free, all you need to do is tonight dial our phone number, 888-340-3373. But instead of dialing extension 1 to come on the air, hit extension 2 and leave your name and phone number for us, along with your mailing address, so that we can send you one. Now, I have one in my hand. This is what it looks like. It is good at 68,000 pharmacies across the country. 68,000 pharmacies across the country take these. Once you put it into your system, it has a smart logic attached to it that will always guarantee that you pay the lowest price possible, and in many instances, significant discounts off of both brand and generics. That's important. A lot of people offer you discounts off of brands, but not the generics. This offers discounts off of both, and in some instances, up to 75%. There was a girl that I knew that needed lupus medication, and she was able to drop the price of her pills down from like $1,300 a month to $135 a month. Just an unbelievable amount of savings for her medication. So that's what the New York RX card can do for you. Again, 888-340-3373, extension 2 when you call, and we'll rush one to you. Thankful to be able to offer this service to you. It's going to help people's lives. If you'd like to request one by email, you can do that as well. Just send one to us at kmcradio@gmail.com. That's my personal email address, but we'll see to it that you get one out this week. kmcradio@gmail.com. Put prescription card in the subject line, and then give us your name and mailing address in the body of the email so that we can send one to you. kmcradio@gmail.com to request one by email. Or call us, 888-340-3373. Press extension 2. Leave your name, your address, your mailing address, and your phone number, and we'll rush one of these to you as well. But the New York RX card helping you save up to 75% off your prescription medication. All right, we're talking about the refugee crisis, and Stevie B is back from his movie-making excursions. And Stephen, familiar voice, wants to say hi to you. Hello, Ralph, line 1 from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yes, Mr. Martinez show. You know, the description, working actor, I believe he's putting away something so that one day soon he is going to get that Rolls Royce. I believe, you know, why night and day you are working on, you know, a project or two. Now, with that being said, this man, Obama, which, in my opinion, Chicken Little League, acting figurehead, believe that what happened on 9/11 is nothing but a blood, something that is blood in his imagination. It doesn't seem to me that this man is learning the lesson out of that. They sneak into the country, Mr. Obama. They sneak into this country for the express purpose of bringing havoc and horror to our country. If that's the lesson to be learned, Mr. Obama. Now, the reason why most people, and I'm included in those, most people believe that this is now World War III, is because terrorism seems to cast not only a dark shadow, but also a long shadow. Mm. Wouldn't that be, accurate on why, in the thinking of most people, we are now on World War III because of that?
All right, Ralph, it's a great premise, but Stephen needs the last 30 seconds to answer your observation. So, Stephen, before we go to the break.
Translate the question quick, Kevin.
I'm not sure what the question was. I just know that it was Obama's fault, and that
we'll come back with.
Okay.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers
others from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
See when you call.
All right, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. Right there. They can't see you wave on the radio, Stephen. You have to say hi.
Oh, hey, how are you doing? Hi, how are you?
So, Ralph from Red Bank, I was trying to manage the clock well, but Stephen did not catch your question. So what was the main thing you wanted him to respond to?
Can I hear 1 second?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph.
We learned the lesson, you know, after 9/11, not just with regard to Obama, but the collective consciousness of this country. With the ongoing debate going on right now with regard to the refugee, have lessons been learned, you know, post 9/11?
Well, you would think, yes.
You would think that with us, right? But it seems like a blood, memory now.
Okay. Now, Stephen has a question. Ralph, Stephen has a question for you. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yes.
Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Okay, I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you. Ralph, you got to break it down for the dumb guy. That's me. Break it down into bite-sized little morsels for me, and then ask me the question again.
Yeah.
This is the best radio I've heard in some time.
All right,
as you sit back and pick your teeth and just you're having a ball. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, Ralph, thanks for the call. Here's what he was getting to, and I'll relay it.
Kevin, you're evil. Go ahead.
Well, I think he was saying, have we not learned the lesson that if we don't pay attention to what history is showing us, that we're gonna pay a bigger price? Here we have in Paris refugees that came in under the cover. Nobody paid attention to them. Paris occurred. They have paid the price. Almost immediately, this poser in chief, as Ralph would refer to him, is encouraging us to not learn the lesson of that immediate history. That it's an immediate, like it should be second nature, reflexive to say we're absolutely going to shut everything down, even if it's for a temporary time being. We should absolutely shut everything down. And he's saying this is that old adage, those that don't learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them. So anyway, I think that's where we were all at. Sorry that you couldn't understand him and he couldn't understand you. And I think there was more than just a language gap there. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines, line two. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin and Stephen.
Let me share something with you that I think will tie into this conversation. Last night I attended the Family Leadership Presidential Forum in Des Moines, Iowa. The emphasis of that forum was 2 Chronicles 7:14, the promise to a nation that will humble, seek, pray, turn from wickedness, and their land will be healed. So I got home last night about 10:30 after being at that forum, and I flipped on the TV to find some news events of the world, and I caught about the last 5 minutes of a celebrity event in which there was a rapper, maybe Kanye West, not sure who it was, but Madonna echoed the same sentiments this week, and his rap was, just be a better you. They didn't say how you was going to be that better you, but contrast that with humble, seek, pray, turn from unrighteousness. This is the folly. This is the contrast of ideas in the world of how to defeat things like terrorism. If we're just nicer to them, if we just give the terrorist on the street corner who's about to shoot up the street, the sidewalk cafe, give them a drink of water that quenches their thirst, all of a sudden they're not going to be terrorists anymore. This is what Madonna, this is what the Kanye West are telling us. Contrast that with what God wants this nation to do. Humble itself. Get on its knees and pray. Seek his face. Turn from their unrighteousness. And he promises to heal this land.
Mm.
So which choice does America want to make? We're going to continue down the road of disobeying God and keep having these terrorist attacks foisted upon us?
Well, and I don't know directly relates to the refugee question specifically, but I will throw this in there as an additive to it. You know, there are a number of Christians from the Middle East that are being sidelined. Some are being deported right now because they, for whatever reason, they come from many of the same countries, but they're not being qualified as people that are in legitimate need. In some way, 93% of the Syrian refugees that are coming are Sunni Muslims. They're being given permission to come. 2% of the people that are coming are Christian. There's just this insistence that this is the way we're going to do it. And it's not even, Stephen, we're not even taking Muslims that, we're taking the most dangerous sect of Islam. And we're intentionally taking the greatest percentage of the people that are coming in from that group of people. It's like it would at least be safe to say the Shia and the Christians and the Yazidis, none of them have been blowing people up. We don't have any issue with any of them.
It's only the extremists in the Sunni realm that are pulling all this stuff off. Those are the ones we should be taking the extra time to look at. But
right.
there's
all kinds of information now as a result of all this that's coming out about, even in the last year or two or whatever, that the United States has been letting Syrians or whoever in before even the refugee dynamic, you know, as crazy as it is now. Apparently, there's information that's coming out now about, you know, the vetting process, even over the last couple of years.
No, that's exactly true. They've been at civil war for 6 to 8 years, and
right.
So
my point to that is. You know, it's now coming out, and you hear on talk radio, you know, oh, well, you know, there is an extensive vetting process now, and there's a, quote, religious test that is given, that's a Muslim test to make sure that somebody really is who they are, and they believe what they believe, and that they're peaceful. Well, how easy would it be for somebody to pass that test, get here, and do whatever it is they're going to do? I mean, this is you've got to be ahead of your end. We've got to be ahead of these terrorists and stop now to kind of rethink what we need to do to make sure that will not happen.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem in hitting the pause button. And, Frank, thanks for your call. Coming right back, 888-340-3373 with James from Jacksonville and your calls, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Rekindle the romance
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us from New York. That was a live shot of Fifth Avenue. And final few seconds here. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida, listening on TuneIn on the Internet. James is with us. Hello, James.
Yes. Hey, I just wanted to say that right now, if you look at what's happening, especially over in Paris, they're going and they're bombing Syria, which is great and fantastic. But at the same time, he comes out and says he wants to bring in 4,000 more. They suspended their constitution. They got cops with black masks beating down everybody's doors, running around, which is justified. But the problem is they're causing the issues. And even down here in Jacksonville, Thursday night, all day on the radio, they're saying, get there early, extra security, all this stuff. Well, y'all are the ones that let 40,000 Syrians in Florida. And now we got to be groped and lose all our freedom and liberties. We have to be very careful about what liberties we're going to give away because, you know, before you know it, they're going to be, I don't know, it's just crazy to me. And if you look at everything the way it's going, the borders are wide open. Everybody's mad at Donald Trump because he wants to have a database. And I don't even know if he meant to say it that way, but we're all in a database. And people in the NSA said, we need to target these people, not just have a broad thing in our database because it clogs it all up. So my concern is our liberties. They're the ones bringing it in. So what do y'all think about that?
No, I think that to some degree, I mean, I don't know that I can blame Paris for doing 800 raids in the week following the worst terror attack ever. I think we probably did something similar on that scale after 9/11. But it's always going to be, in the day of advanced technology, Stephen, it's always going to be liberties versus defense. And there's going to be it's going to be a constant tension where you're constantly trying to give the maximum amount of liberties and freedoms at all times. But if you just have complete openness about everything at all times, you're also a sitting duck. And so I think there's this reasonable and consistent tension that any free and open country is going to be genuinely concerned with. Because if you stop being concerned with it, then you're just into the rule of tyranny. But if you don't pay any attention to it, then it's national suicide.
And things change. Time changes, and obviously globally relevant to terrorism and the battle against terror, things have changed. The game has changed. Therefore, maybe your borders have to change. So just saying.
No, I think we got to close the borders. That's the one thing that Trump's been talking about that I think still resonates. As long as we have an open border, whatever we do with the 11 million that are here, that's a different conversation. But not continuing to allow 22 Sunni country dissidents to try to penetrate our southern border in a given week, that's just unwise. And that's what happened this last week. 14 Syrians, 5 Afghanis, 2 Saudis and a Pakistani, and a partridge in a pear.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Story.